Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Conversation between the president of the Russian Federation and the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping. The conversation took place virtually, but in it are remarks that require much analysis. And I welcome Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, who has traveled widely in Eurasia, especially in Russia, and has been watching the story in Ukraine develop into geopolitical conversations in many directions. This is the most recent version. Anatole, a very good evening to you. Aside from Mr. Xi calling Vladimir Putin an old friend and Vladimir Putin calling Mr. Xi a dear friend, there are remarks within the remarks that we were given in the readout that look to me to be telling. For example, neither of these leaders of states are pleased with what they characterize as certain international forces are interfering in the internal affairs of China and Russia. That's a remark by Mr. Xi, although Mr. Putin echoed it. Did you find anything surprising in the readouts that we couldn't have anticipated, given the crisis in Ukraine and the general energy picture across Eurasia? Good day to you, Anatole.
Hello, John. Nice to be back. No, I mean, I wasn't surprised because Russia and China, you know, have been drawing closer and closer together over the years, above all in resistance to the United States. but this, nonetheless, I mean, this meeting was clearly intended to send a message to America to reduce its pressure on both countries. To indicate to America and Europe that China is in a position to help Russia economically against Western sanctions. But we don't know, because obviously the conversation was highly secret, we don't know if China has promised actually to bail Russia out if the West introduces massive sanctions in response to a Russian invasion of Ukraine. If China has, then that would tend to indicate that China is encouraging an invasion of Ukraine. Now, that would be truly, truly dangerous, because it would also indicate that China would take advantage of such a crisis to act in the Far East. And then America would be facing a really dire crisis on two fronts. But we don't know that this is the case. China also, of course, has a lot to lose economically from a major crisis in Europe, above all because it would send energy prices much, much higher. China is, of course, dependent on imported energy, and the Chinese economy would suffer. So I think that on balance, this was meant to send a strong message to the West, not to prepare for war. But I cannot altogether exclude the latter alternative. Certainly, I mean, when I was in Russia in October, the change of mood in the Russian elites towards the West and towards Ukraine was very palpable.
Yes, I mentioned much attention to the Russian media in Moscow. I spoke with a colleague, Felix Leid, in Moscow, and there's no profound change in the presentation on the evening television. There is an emphasis, however, on the beleaguered people of Crimea or Donbass, who are under attack by the Western forces supporting Ukraine. You understand. The point of view of Russia is coming to the aid of victims who are in the target zone of NATO. Between these conversations, between the two men, I'd like to identify your measure of what China wants from this conversation. What would be the optimum for Mr. Xi? That line, certain international forces are interfering in the internal affairs of China and Russia, indicates to me that Xi is feeling some pressure, at least, about the U.S. attention to human rights. Is this an indication that he wants that to be dropped? No more chatter about Xinjiang, no more chatter about the abuse of civil rights in Hong Kong? Or is this just general party talk? How did you measure Xi's mention of what appears to be human rights?
Well, the Chinese and the Russians have been, you know, taking this line for a very long time, that the US and the West have, you know, no right to interfere in what they view as their internal affairs. I don't imagine that Xi thinks that, you know, the United States can shut down talk or writing about human rights in China and in Xinjiang. What I think he is anxious to do, as Putin is anxious to do, is deter the US and Europe from imposing new economic sanctions on their countries, which, you know, although their impact has been very limited so far, could, you know, nonetheless, over time, have a very severe effect, especially on Russia. So, you know, they want the US and Europe to back off from sanctions. But as I say, I mean, the question about Russia that we don't know is, you know, and of course, Russia wants the US to back off from forming an alliance, a military alliance with Ukraine, and wants a political solution in Ukraine with guaranteed autonomy for eastern Ukraine, you know, under Ukrainian sovereignty, but with a kind of quasi-independence. Now, what we don't know is what will the Russian government do if they don't get that?
Yes, what is the minimum that Moscow will accept in order to move through this crisis with troops, with the equipment for 100,000 troops deployed? I don't know that the troops are actually there, but the equipment we can see from the satellites, that's a wonderful identification of how you get out of international crisis. What's the minimum for the Kremlin then in your measure right now, Anatole?
Well, I think they would want a real sign of the West's willingness to move the Minsk II peace process for eastern Ukraine forward, some kind of new commitment, you know, for autonomy for eastern Ukraine, and perhaps some statement, some sort of statement, either from Germany and France that they do not support early NATO membership for Ukraine, or some sort of guarantee or promise from NATO that they will not establish new military bases near Russia's borders. That might be enough, because it must be said, 100,000 men is not enough to invade Ukraine. It could be enough, you know, to secure the Donbass or take a bit of extra territory there. But in terms of actually, you know, occupying, if only temporarily, a large part of Ukraine, and in the process imposing a really severe defeat on the Ukrainian army, the Russians would need many more men than that. So we would, you know, I think we would have warning. We would see them accumulating such forces if their plan was to go in for a full-scale invasion, rather than up to now, you know, using this military concentration to put pressure on the West, which is what they've been doing.
We've discussed what China might want, what Russia might want, given that we only see pieces of this conversation, and their lieutenants are also conversing. So now what does NATO want? We'll turn to that next, because NATO's in conversation with the president of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky. I'm speaking with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He is in Europe observing what we know from these conversations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bell.
Love Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At the UPS Store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open and happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.